With the National Transformation Initiative and the world's number one provider of online education, Coursera, Bajans have access to the highest quality online courses. Courses in high-tech areas like artificial intelligence, virtual reality, coding, and app development. But no matter how high-tech you want to climb in your learning journey, a solid foundation in the fundamentals of reading and writing is still so necessary, and now so easily available. Through the NTI and Coursera, if you are taking a course in a coding language like Java, for example, at the same time, you could also be taking a course called Grammar and Punctuation to make sure that you are solid in the codes of your spoken language, English. While you are taking a course in virtual reality or artificial intelligence, why not also learn to express yourself more intelligently in writing with the course called Writing and Editing? Strengthen the foundation of your reading and writing with these courses, which are free, fully online, and you can work at your own pace in your own place. What are you waiting for? Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Because you're never too good to get better.
29 minutes before 7 o'clock, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme with the host, Sluggy Dan, and he's requested music from Yahenje. This one's called Take the Wine. From Yahenje, Take the Wine. Mr. Sluggy Dan has also requested music from Carissa. This one's called My Time. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, brought to you by NTI.
Carissa.
Shine, yeah. I am the type of girl I want with my legs. I don't watch no
Music from Carissa with My Time, as we say good evening and good night to Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Yeah, yes, please. Beard and Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. All the whole things, toe things with you, my brother.
Great and ready, my brother. You good?
I'm blessed for no more. Everything good for no. Everything Airy. You could introduce Barbados to our special guest who will be having a conversation with at first. A very interesting young man, very positive young man. His short life did so many things. And you know, here on BJ Rhythm and Rhyme, Ollie, we try to have a talk with persons from all walks of life, from various backgrounds. So we will do just that. And later on, coming up, Ollie, we have a special treat for Barbados. We're supposed to have some young ones passing through and showcasing their talent. So we're really, really looking forward to that. And Barbados, I want to thank Barbados for tuning in and watching the movie series and the violence that was put on by the Ministry of Youth. It was well attended, and persons watching movie, and it's a good script, good talent. The persons are incredibly, incredibly talented. So I want to salute Barbados for doing that. Ollie, introduce us to the young man.
Yes, sir. Okay. Akeem D. Rowe. Once again, Akeem D. Rowe, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Barbadian poet, an author, creative, attorney, sportsman, entrepreneur, and humanitarian. Of course, not in that order. Akeem likes to have fun with his friends, sit by the beach, and enjoy the sunset. Akeem's work touches on love, life, loss, trauma, healing, and the lessons we learn from the entire journey that is life. Akeem's work indulges readers in an exploratory linguistic voyage, sprinkled with imagery, analogy, and transparency. He puts his pain, joy, sadness, and reflections into words for the world to enjoy. Maybe you can learn where he didn't and love where he couldn't. Follow his poetic journey on Instagram at Poetic Cups, that's PoeticCups, and check out his website and merchandise at www.poeticcups.com. That's www.poeticcups.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Akeem D. Rowe.
Good evening, and thanks for coming on the show. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, bro, and welcome to Busy Rhythm and Rain for the first time, but I hope it won't be your last. I hope it won't be your last time.
I hope so too, man. Good. Thank you for having me.
That's no problem at all. I was checking out the work, man. Good work. How long have you been on this journey, you know, with the writing and the poetry and so on? How long have you been on this journey?
Well, I've been writing, I think, from about third form. So that's 14 years old, man. So from 14.
Whoa, nice, boy. So you're putting some time.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
It's a journey of life, man. So it's really just writing. A lot of times the emotions that you had in those moments, and as I grew, my poetry grew with me, fortunately.
Oh, so you really do see it like that? You really do see it as a journey of life? And if you see it that way, aren't you a bit scared when you're writing this journey of life of revealing too much? Because I know artists usually say that, but when artists say that, as you can see and hear, a lot of things just come out in music and art. When you write, if you write your journey, write your truth, it don't always be sweet.
Well,
you know what I mean? Well, because the truth is your truth. Your journey can only be a journey.
And that's a fact. So that's why the book and poetry in of itself is a very vulnerable art. So when, at least for me, in my writing, you get a glimpse into who I am as a person, what I've been through, challenges that I have faced, a lot of the heartbreaks, the relationships, both good and bad. So I don't hide it. It's always been, I will be honest, it was quite jarring at first, because you are bearing this part of your soul to persons that you know nothing about. So that is actually how, fortunately, I guess, the brand Poeticuts came about, because it was me writing about my journey more anonymously. So now it's just me putting a face to it.
Well, I love that. I love that. What question though? I know you have something to talk to you about, but being, but you say that, you know, you just determine mine in a loop. You just determine mine in a loop. What caused you to go on this journey, saying that you're doing this particular art, but you want to pour a bit of your heart and soul on it? What caused you to go on this journey? What set you on a path? Because you started from 14 years old, and I don't think you just wake up one and decide I can be a poet. So what sparked that fire in you?
Well, honestly, I have to give thanks to a friend of mine who at the time was living next door to me in my neighborhood, but now he's, I believe, in the Czech Republic. Joshua, when I was younger, he actually introduced me to the written word, because he was a poet himself. I'm not sure if he still writes, but at that point in our journey, he showed me one of his pieces, and I believe the name was Roses. And the way he articulated just all of the feelings that he had in that particular poem just had me like, wow, this is definitely something that I want to explore. And in exploring that, I found something that I truly loved, and I have never looked back since.
Yes, sorry, you know, this, you know, technology. I love that. What school was this? What school you went to?
Well, he went to Combermere, but I went to Queen's College.
And how do you find the reception from your peers writing poetry at 14 years old? How do your friends and family take that? It's you laughing, you know. You know that had a trigger about something. Ali, I see that question. How he peers react, how your friends and family react, and he laughs, so you know I trigger about something. Listening to the story.
Nah, man. Honestly, my parents have always been really supportive. Yeah. The peers is a real mixed bag of reactions, because a lot of persons are like, but why are you writing poetry? Like, why poetry, bro? But I will say I've always been, or found myself in circles of very supportive and like-minded people. So I started, and I remember at the time, I shared a lot with some friends that I was really close to at the time, and they also started on the journey with me. I'm not sure all of them still write poetry to this day, but it was really nice to then have that group of young persons just sharing and expressing themselves in this new and different way. And sometimes piggybacking off of the creative expressions of each other, which is always a beautiful creative journey in of itself.
Cool. Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, man.
I want the law. So that you are an attorney at law.
Yes, sir.
But still decided to be an author and a poet. Yeah. Why do you see the need to do both? And
well,
how do you use both interchangeably? How does poetry help you with your studies in any way, help you to become in any way? Doing law help you to succeed, see your words and your message differently?
Well, I will say that for me, it has never been one or the other. My friends will always tell you that I, whenever faced with a problem, whether facetious or not, I always respond with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I've never had the outlook of, I can't achieve this, I can't do this. I always think I can. And that's how I go through my life. So it's never been law or poetry. For me, it's always been law and poetry. And they always draw on each other in my experience, because both of them are steeped deeply in literature. Law in of itself requires a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of interpretation. The same way with poetry is an expression of self, but it also requires each person, each consumer of the poetry, to interpret it in their own light, in their own way, and based on their own experiences. So law is sometimes, so the way poetry helps me in my law is, I do litigation, and my interest is in intellectual property. So poetry helps the law as it relates to my written submissions. So when I'm constructing my arguments for court, a lot of the language that I use is going to be very flowery and stuff like that because of my background and the way I articulate myself in my poetry. To me, it makes it a lot more enjoyable to read.
That is interesting. You find that it helps you get your message across. If you see the way you write more flurry, etc., it helps you get your message across. And do you think it gives someone like you any advantage in getting your message across?
I will always say yes. The reason I will say yes is because when you're trying to explain something to somebody, we do it a lot in our society. I don't know if consciously or subconsciously. We tend to draw parallels and analogies. Right, the parallel and analogy helps you to take sometimes a complex scenario and break it down to its simplest and most minute point so that everybody can relate and then understand the complex scenario. So when you create the metaphors and use the different literary devices from poetry in your written submissions to use law, sometimes it helps to break down the complex legal points and bring them into simpler formats or to simpler concepts.
Oh, nice. That means that certainly is something young aspiring lawyers can also look into.
Yeah, it is, because as I said,
you don't want to give away the game to the rest.
Nah, man, I'd always encourage persons to dabble, if not venture into poetry.
No, because like, being real, the way you explain it makes sense. It makes sense why someone you might have an advantage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the way you may speak in court, the way you may present your case, the way you may present yourself, the way you may represent a client, you're able to use words and language. And then obviously if you're a poet, you understand things like vocal inflections, which is really helping in poetry. A musician like Kareem could tell you about dynamics, you know how loud or how soft you say or sing something. You understand me? So
yeah.
I could see how art can benefit persons in various fields. I love this conversation, Barbers. This is Akeem Roar, brilliant young man, as you can hear. I know that I drilling you this evening, Akeem, but I want to do it because I know you can handle the questions, and I need Barbers to hear how a young man like you have solutions and be able to break down language and understanding and art so simple. You understand? You're able to technical terms and complex issues, but you're able to break it down simple and show how you use both in life. You understand? It could only be a teaching moment. So salute for that, Akeem Roar. This is Bridget Man Ryan. Yeah, yes, please. And please stay. We ain't finished with you yet because we got to hear some art from you. I got some more questions for you. We got a poet, I got an artist and a lawyer online with me all in one, and a young man in today's society. I can't let you go, Akin, boy. You have so many questions for you. Like it being really telling you, no, we can't let you go. I want to thank Miss Kerry Clark for coming back from last week again. And we have actor Danny Cole Watson, the Ministry of Youth, just released a series called the Violet Series, and it was some phenomenal acting. They saw Barbadians giving them high praise for the series. So I want to Danny Cole and the Ministry of Youth from Quantum Productions, Randy Eastman, and all the rest, huge, huge congratulations. See the youth, tear song, Stop the Violence, you know, which one of our guests, Kareen Clark, was also one of the writers on the tune as well. I love to see things like this. Love to see art being used to push a positive message against violence. I love to see art being used to educate, you know, to promote something positive. I love that. So Barbados, I want to encourage you all, let us keep supporting the youth that are doing positive things like that. So good evening, Danny Cole. Good evening, you dear.
Good evening.
Yes, in your mind, welcome to BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. In your mind, what was the purpose of, for you personally? You don't have to answer for organization, and answering you as a young black man living in Barbados, doing a short series of acting on something like Any Violence. I want to know in your mind some of the things you had to do in this play, in this movie, that made you reflect on the way we do things. Well, because it was very realistic to me, and it triggered enough things in me watching it. So I can't imagine you as the actor who was acting it out. You understand me?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the only form of violence that we see right now, which is blatant, which is on the street, which is on the road, which is for public, is gun violence. You know, and it's a sad thing because the day of the premiere for the Any Violence campaign, where the films were released for the public to see, a young man died that same day, 21 years old, in St. George. And it's very painful to know. But personally, for my preparation, I already had to research all the forms of violence thoroughly. Domestic violence, sexual violence, psychological violence. You know, sexual violence and gun violence, that's a given. Physical violence, that's a given. We already know what it is. Many people already know what it is. But psychological violence and domestic violence, really had to research it. And it was very fortunate too, because my role was cast in domestic violence. And I didn't even really know what it meant. So, educate me.
So diving in, and this is the Any Violence. You can go on YouTube and watch it. There's a YouTube page, Any Violence YouTube page, Division of Youth YouTube page. Go and watch it, Barbados. It's an excellent movie series. Danny Cole, got another question for you quickly. While doing it and researching the forms of violence, because this happened to me going from a young man to a full man, these are the things that happened to me. So you must ask you this. Did you come across anything that you would see us men do daily that was harassment or violent that we might not even take notice of?
Yeah. Basically, the sexual violence is, it's determined on if the woman determined as sexual violence or sexual harassment or not. Because in a fellas, might we tell ourselves, money just sits in that, she just passing a compliment. She look good. You look good. You know, we tell ourselves we're just passing a compliment. You know, we want to get her to like her, but we fellas really need to rediscover what it means to be a gentleman. You know, we must rediscover what it means to approach a lady in a respectful manner and still attract her. We think the praise and the you look good and the way you form and the way you structure, we think those compliments that we think are compliments will get her to like us, but in turn, it backfires. as a result, it backfires because, you know, like, social media has a lot to do with it. You know, a lot of females posting pictures in bathing suits, and, you know, we really want to blame the fellas, because it's the fellas that, statistically, it's the fellas that causing the sexual harassment, because we go to the ladies. Ladies don't come to us merely, although in some instances it happens. But the ladies are posting on social media in bikinis and bras, and the fellas are commenting, you know, and I don't have a problem for a lady doing it personally, because it got some ladies that aspire to be models, you know, aspire to be fashion ambassadors and walk about in people fashion and thing. I understand I'm modeling people fashion and thing. And it's not a problem. But if you know that your self-esteem is not that high, you cannot handle negative feedback online, you shouldn't post.
Again, and this is from your world, obviously, because you are an extremely young man, not long finished school, still at UV, so you are young. Because in my world now, as uncle, domestic violence was around so long before social media. So these problems and issues were around so long before social media. Us men were being horrible long before social media. And sometimes a woman's career could rest like a nun. A man was still harassed. She could be fully clothed, aiming in the body, going to church. Matter of fact, I was seeing it in my community, girls dressed going to church, nice and decent, and men still harassed them. You know what I mean? So it was an issue, is an ongoing issue. But I'm glad you raised so many things that would trigger you all. I'm glad I could have the conversation of somebody, the way I see it as an older gentleman. And I'm glad they all could come together and do a movie where you can show the ills in society that we take for granted. You know, like how you could have said, well, yeah, you realize a lot of things that we were doing that we thought were compliments were really harassment. So it's just poor learned behavior. So I'm glad through the movie you were able to discover those things. You know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing. And that way the conversations are needed. Kareem, I want to invite Kareem quickly, very quickly, before we get the youngsters sing. Ollie, make sure you got the youngsters lined up. They're coming to the youngsters to perform for us after talk with Kareem Clay. But Kareem, as a lady, and I must ask you this. You know, you bring you on to listen to the children and then analyze and give us tips and pointers. But I must ask you this as a lady in entertainment, Kareem. How did you handle the things that us for men thought were normal?
Good evening.
Because hearing Danico speak and saying and talking about social media, and you and I know it's not social media that men, that some of us just horrible, don't care about social media or not. You understand? Before social media. So how did you handle us, and how do we teach boys that we want to think a certain way of caring? I must ask you this as a mother, as an elder. Another teacher, no, you're being real, because if men like me, that young, yes, like you want me to tell the age? You want me to tell the age of these youngsters right here?
Come on.
Yes, we are. If you're doing something for over 20 years,
mm-hmm. Wow. Well, okay, I'm an elder then. All right.
Good, for sure, legend.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening. I didn't mean to get so deep, but I must get your take on this as someone who had to live it. You know what I mean?
Well, I have seen domestic violence growing up, and deeper than just harassment. I'm talking about literal blows, beatings, and draggings. I saw that for myself. But in terms of harassment, I never really experienced it. I don't know if it's my personality, not that I was never seeked that or anything, or given compliments, but never to the extent where I had to fear for my life or feeling harassed according to the definition of the law. Maybe the young man that was here earlier.
So how do you avoid that?
Well, you don't, well, let me tell you what you, how you don't avoid it. You don't avoid it by dressing with a lot of clothes on. It's either you're beautiful, you see yourself beautiful, and you carry yourself with a level of dignity and self-respect. Men, you know, there's a saying, the old people say, every man got his cloth. Like every cloth, everybody got their own, every owner got their own cloth, or however which way it is. But
yes,
men are going to look at women that appeal to them regardless. All we would regardless. Ask for men to do. Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, even the Bible speaks of looking upon a woman with lustful eyes. That thing, you don't tell she nothing. You don't say nothing. Yes. You know,
it's
but
true.
I'm saying it for men. All I would ask and encourage men to do in our society, bearing in mind, I have a brother. Let me show you something. This is so funny. And I hope my father don't kill me. I want my father don't kill me. Lord, have mercy. I remember I was working in the mall in Broad Street going down. Oh, Lord, that very new mall in the end. I can't remember its name right now. But I was walking behind the street going down by the traffic light. And that time I was a little slimmer than I am now. And everything was 36, 24, 36, tall heels. That was how I was. Long skirt. That was, I always love long stuff. And this car pulled up side of me saying, hello, sweetheart. You look really nice. You would not believe that was my father. Listen, then I look wrong. And my father see me. We laugh. So, and what my dad said to me at the time was not disrespectful. It was a compliment. But so I've said that to say, compliments will come. Men are going to give, to say things. Some might be appealing, some might not be. My appeal to the men in this country is to be mindful of, if that were your mom, how would you feel? Would you do that? I am also mindful of the fact that I have a brother. I have my father there. And I have cousins that are male. My family got a lot of males in it. So just be mindful of it. Every compliment is not a harassing element to it. Like I said, maybe the lawyer, he can clarify what that means in legal terms, because something that might be perceived as a compliment might be taken as harassment when it's not meant to be that. So it'd be nice
it's
to
true.
Get
hit. That's, it's, mm-hmm. It's true. And Barbara, that's why I love, what I love, Danico, is, let me presume. So Danico, in the movie, does the movie touch all of these areas of violence? And does the movie act out and explain all of these areas of violence?
Domestic violence or just violence?
Yeah. Me, violence, all.
Yeah, we're asking.
All types of violence.
Yes, it's all.
Right. We touch all types of violence, yeah. Psychological violence, domestic violence.
Oh, nice.
Violence,
I love
violence,
that.
Yeah, physical it is, violence. It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I love that. Kudos to you all, Danico, man. Oh, you saw it good. Yeah, it was really, really well done. Andy Violence, you can check out Andy Violence on Instagram or Facebook. People, you can check out the Andy Violence series on YouTube. It's a wonderful series. That was Danico Watson, who was one of the lead actors in the series. And every Saturday, going to invite these young actors to come and talk with us a bit. Danico, great work again, bro. Great work. And you done. I know that I'm extremely proud, and thanks for passing through, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, good evening, Nicole. Cheers, and all the best.
Yes, Ollie, you have some performance for me yet? I want to give Barbie some magic. Ollie, you have performance for me as yet?
I have Kimani and Sky with me here in the studio.
Oh, good. Let us get Kimani first, and then we'll talk to Karen, and then let's have Sky. PJ, Mr. Devonish.
Good evening.
Congratulations on your third place, bro. How was the performance for you? Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. And we know you would have done well, and you've done well in the past, and I wish you all the best in the future. Extremely proud of you, young man. How was it for you after both performances? on the night. How were you feeling? And what was your strategy going in?
It was good, but I was mostly happy in my second song. So like after my second song, it was just like, yeah, I got something here. So like when I get results, I was very happy. It was like, it could be first, second, third, whatever. I just gonna accept it because you can't always look to come first. Got accept when you get. So yeah.
I love that, but listen, you didn't only come third, you also won the SCA competition.
Yes, I did.
So congratulations on that as well. Congrats. You know, you're always proud to see your man not only got talent, but got brains. So congratulations on that. How long did it take you to write your essay?
2 days.
Oh, 2 days. Nice. And what do you write about?
How to curb team violence.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, kudos to you on that, Kimani. You know, I just can't let you come and sing. You know, I had to let Barbados hear you first and let them know you win big SEO competition. You're a bright boy and thing. So kudos to you. Ollie, I need Kimani's track pull
I can't
up.
I can't see Ollie. What about you can't see Ollie?
Ollie, we need Karen behave. We need Kimani's track pull up. And Kimani, let Barbados know the name of your song. And show Barbados why you came third in Teen Talent.
So the name of my
14
song,
years old, I believe. 14 years old?
No, I'm going to be 14. That's 8 days. Well, not he's 8 days, but the 28th.
Wow. Well, good. He's going to be 14 on the... He's going to be 14 on the 28th, Barbados. So this young man is 13 right now. He's going to be 14 in a couple of days. Listen to Talent. Go ahead, buddy.
So the song I'll be singing is People Talk by Itana. People talk. That's what they do, but they don't understand. Homies still a push and get through. Yes, they laugh, they call me names, but they just don't get it. Oh, they see me, I hold my head up just the same. When they see me, them just keep on talking. I mean, I see them, I just keep on walking. I've got my pride, me not go show my bad side. Someone that see me is a big pushover. Want me for dinner, want me for kilo over. Oh no, not I and I will survive. Never let them get you down. Never let them see you frown. Never let them take away your liberty. Live your life and be free. Never let them get you down. Never let them see you frown. Never let them lead you astray. Starting today, live your life your way. I say, when you go through heartache, when you're feeling pain, or when you end up in a desert, and I wonder why the hell it not rain. Who in the past they been judgment, and every word left a stain. When you talk of the things them, just to mash up your life and give your bad name. Them take you away, but to this all them gonna. Bad mind and take a left your business asunder. Don't give them that power. Show them you can be stronger. Just take up yourself and make the whole of them wonder how you get up when them try keep you under. Don't believe the lies. Show them that you're wise. Never let them get you down. Never let them see you frown. Never let them take away your liberty. Live your life and be free. Never let them get you down. Never let them see you frown. Never let them lead you astray. Starting today, live your life your way, I say.
That we're talking about, man. Kimani, 14 years old, Ollie, on November 28th. So this little man is 13 years old. This youngster is presently 13 years old with a voice like that. With a voice like that. Great job, Kimani. And you, Daniel, you have our full support here. And keep up the good work. And of course, we'll be in touch. You know, this is not your last thing. Be on BJ Rhythm and Rhyme. You know, I got you back right through. Tell mommy I say hello and I send my love from Ollie, Uncle Luggy, and the whole BJ Rhythm and Rhyme crew. Have a good evening, buddy.
Thank you. Same to you.
Yes, my voice of an angel. Let me get Sky. Let me get Sky. Ollie, let me get Sky. Sky could give us a Sky, give us at least a verse and a chorus. Sky Dorridge, who is 10 years old. 10 years old. I have a voice of an angel. Sky is going to be 11, I believe, on Valentine's Day. I think Sky is a Valentine's Day baby. I want to encourage everyone to please check training.nti.org.bb. Okay. Training.nti.org.bb. Go ahead.
Ready, Sky. Here we go.
Funny how a lonely day can make a person say, what good is my life? Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is my life? Funny how I often seem to think I'll never find a dream in my life. Till I look around and see this great big world is part of me in my life. This is my life. Today my love will come and find me. But that's the way that I was born to be. This is me. This is me. I've such a lot of love I've got to give. Let me live, let me live. Sometimes when I feel afraid, I think of what a mess I've made of my life. Crying over my mistakes, forgetting all the breaks I've had in my life. Oh, I was pulling to be a part of this great world is me in my life. So, guess I just set up the score and count the things I'm grateful for in my life. This is my life. Today my love will come and find me. But that's the way that I was born to be. This is me. This is me.
Ollie, over to you, Ollie, man. I get tears, Ollie, man. Like, that's really crushing, Ollie. I noticed little girl before she born, Ollie. Like,
man, let me 10 tell years you, Sluggy, old, bro. I had to take my earphones off and listen to her. Whoa. Miss Kieran Clark, please.
10 years.
Tell us something about this, man. Please.
Late. 10 years old, but hold on first. Me ask Sky. Sky, me ask Sky first. Sky, come to the mic, please. She's there.
She's ready.
Call Sky to the mic, Ollie. Good. Sky, along the way, and in your teen talent, because this talent you have is so incredible, and at 10 years old, you know, at 10 years old, you are absolute superstar. You know what I mean? There's a gift that you have. Along the way, throughout preliminary semifinals, along the way in singing, anyone was helping you out, giving you pointers or anything? And yes, congratulations please. on coming second place. And I hope that you never stop singing because you are absolutely special. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby girl. Go ahead.
My mom was in contact with Miss Kieran Clark from preliminary, and she gave pointers when my mommy needed a second pointing.
A second pointing, a second opinion, cool Kieran Clark. No, don't worry, got you. But Kieran got the magic. Kieran got to give us some of the secrets. Some of these secrets of persons doing so well and what it really is. But I can have her analysis now on you and Kaimani. And they want to ask Kieran, what would she do? What would she do for the competition that she can get everyone on a certain level? What are some of the things that you would advise as a vocal coach, performance coach? But first I want Kieran to analyze Kaimani's voice and his approach from hearing him live, and speak about Sky. And then I want you to answer my question: what would you do to get all the other contestants from preliminary stage right up to a certain level?
Look, like, he just asked 10 questions and one session. Lucky, thank you so much. Sky, good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing, baby girl?
I'm fine.
Well, I was really impressed with you throughout Teen Talent, and I want to commend you at your young age for just the level of confidence and courage it would have taken to go on that stage. Not just that you're super talented, but at your age, it takes tremendous courage to go on that stage. So I really want to commend you for that. Yes, I would have heard your performance from your preliminary, so much so I shared it on my Facebook and I tagged Montverde Academy in it. So let's hope that they paid attention, and they probably have. But I think you were so awesome. Oh my goodness. Hey, I got chills. I think I watched that over and over and over again. Yes, I spoke with your mommy, Lisa. I tell her to bring her, but Lisa's schedule, I guess, was a little hectic. But you didn't actually get to come as I would have wanted you to. But you did take in some of the pointers, which I'm sure your mom would have also shared with you, herself being a singer, a professional, and a fantastic. Ollie, is her mother there?
She's right here.
Well, she is an extraordinary singer. So Sky ain't just happened. Sky came from lock, stock, and barrel of talent. Her dad is actually a pianist. He plays keyboard and stuff. So Sky is a real deal. What I heard, I'm going to just share on what I would have heard the first time, and not exactly what I just heard, but what I heard the first time. She was exceptional. No wonder why she would have been the favorite going through, because of her age and, of course, the immense of talent that she had. It was just, Sky is just, I'm excited for her future, to be honest. I am excited for her future. I'm looking forward to seeing Sky excel beyond leaps and bounds of even my own daughter. I really wish only and always the best for you. Learn to play an instrument because it will help you. It will help with your hearing, your hearing, your ears. It will develop your ears, harmony. It will help you with how to perform with a lone instrument. And you can only get better from here, Sky. I look forward to you singing at some jazz pieces as well. Don't just sing one genre, but look to develop yourself in different genres. I remember there was a young lady named Beyonce Clark. She had to be a Clark. But she was so good because she sang jazz. And that's normally you don't get persons coming into Teen Talent doing a subgenre like that. And she was excellent, you know? So do something a little different as well, let me call you Jazz Sky. And you're going to do really well. I'm excited for you. I love you. You're my people. You're my person. And I bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby girl. Kimani, I love Kimani's voice. Kimani's voice. It'd be interesting to find out what he got in voice. He's still there?
Yes, please.
Yeah, he's a very good singer. Oh. Yes, so tell. So hi, Kimani. For Kimani. Hi. So I want you to give... I want you to give a singing because I hear you love his voice already. So for Kimani, what advice would you give Kimani as a vocalist?
Kimani,
he mentioned his voice.
Kimani has a voice that you would want to take in studio and record. It's distinct, it's unique, and when you hear it, you know it's Kimani. Like how Adele, when you hear Adele's voice, you know that's Adele. Kimani has that type of voice. It's very distinct, and you can't mistake him for somebody else. So if I were his mom, I would get him in studio really fast. Hook him up with Quantum Studios, Randy, the Red Boys, since he loved doing reggae.
It's true.
Red Boys are really good with reggae. You just gotta look for a good piece of money, but trust me, it goes far and wide. And at his age, I think he would also be exceptional because of his age. We don't really have that anymore. Like
before. So he ready for the studio? No, he ready to.
Yes.
The studio,
yes,
no,
because reggae is one of the, and it's interesting he chose reggae because he does reggae really well. His voice is
really, really well.
Yes, so I get excited when I'm talking about people singing. So Kimani stands out. I would have seen him perform 2 years, well, prior to COVID. I think it was the year Kenya won, right? That was the last Teen Talent they had, right? Kimani,
yeah.
Yes,
that was I think so.
You're right. And what did you place then?
Fifth.
Good. I know he's you're second. True. So you're third this year. Sorry. So you heading out for first place. I think that you've done exceptionally well. I actually saw the second performance that you did, Spooge, Vehicle by Richard Stout. That was really good. I like the performance. Just to remind you guys, a vocal coach is not a voice trainer. A vocal coach helps to improve a performance. And what I saw on stage with him performing, doing that spin wrong thing, I was like, yes! So, well done, Kimani. Do you write songs?
Well, I start on one, but I ain't finish it.
Well, finish it, baby. Finish it. Finish it. Your mother knows how to get people to buy into what she's selling. She needs to go in the studio. Get that song, finish it, go in the studio. Even if you want to do a cover song, that's up to you. But get something out there.
I love that.
You know, don't just
I love that
every year. That's fine. But gone are the days where you hear a child sing and you think that that's all they have to offer. Now you can go in the studio. I'm sure Sky would have done some live performances already with a live band. So Sky is already developing her performing ability with a live band.
True.
So that's exceptional because here we see now Richard Stout is going back into live band, which is good.
Yes.
So there's an element of performing and training that has to happen with a live band that is not the same with a track. So get your mom to get you involved, maybe in Junior Monarch if you're interested in it. It doesn't matter what genre it is. The thing about singing is that every opportunity you get to be on a stage is also for development. So anytime you can get on the stage to sing, go and do it. I think, matter of fact, Kimani, you would do really nice with a sweet soca. I like Sluggy.
Nah, he got
was
it.
Like,
I agree,
and
he's
like
comfortable
a
on stage.
Yes,
Yeah, he's comfortable
he's
on stage.
That tone voice that you have, you will do really well with a sweet talker. And that's me telling you the honest truth, right? So I would encourage you to get involved in recording. Understand that with recording as well, there are royalties. So you can connect with Coscat and write your song because there are royalties with writing songs. So you won't just be singing, but you'll be owning stuff. You will have rights. You can see checks coming with your name on it. And when you see the credits, they're going to say written by Kimani Devanish. Do you understand? It's not just about the show in the moment. It is beyond that. So next year now, God willing, when you do Teen Talent and you got that sweet soca out there and you got that reggae out there, you can get Shantae Aileen Clark a run for she money with the original songs. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes,
because
please.
It means you have ownership now on your songs and you will only vie for a place in the show, but you can win something for original stuff. You can win something for spools. You can win something for reggae. You understand? Or sweet soca. You understand?
Yes, please.
Good. So talk to your mother. Send me, I want to record. Let your mother start going to Chushi Phone, finding all the people that will sponsor, and get your song out there. Junior Monarch coming up next year. What are you doing? Sweet soca.
I want going it.
There you go. You see what I'm talking about? Going sweet soca. Go into Junior Monarch. There are categories. There's social commentary. There's soca. And then there's, I guess, power soca. So make sure that you write your song, get a hook, because songwriting is a whole other conversation that I'm getting, I know. But get a hook and get that song. And when you're performing, your mother can bring she posse out there, out front, and keep real noise for you. You understand?
That's
true.
I'm not good telling you anything that I've not told and that I've not done with my daughter. So anything I'm telling you works. It works. And you never know, you might get a hit song with your right boy. All people can be saying, who's this Kimani? And then you put on a plane. Boy can't keep you back. Boy can't keep you on BAME because you want a plane. You see, representing Barbados and promoting the culture. So now you become an ambassador. You see how many things I just hit right there? So many things I just hit. And I know you and Sky have the potential to do all of that. All of
yes,
that.
Yes, and what I love about it, there are young people, Kimani, 13, Sky, 10 years old, and young people.
Unbelievable, 10
young
years
people
old.
Doing phenomenal things. It got big up. Carrie Sill, who came fifth as well. Her song played at the top my time. You know, Carrie Sill sings Stoker really well, very well. It got a
yeah,
big up. Got a big
I,
up.
I listened to her performance. I think she handles Stoker really well too. So,
yes.
Kudos
yeah,
to you.
Kudos. Yeah, kudos to Carissa. And Carissa, you know, Carissa, the top chef now and supervisor and thing.
Yeah.
Young lady doing well. Yeah. Extremely proud of her at that age.
Seems like we're having a slight technical
recording in progress.
Planes. Out to their playing steel pan as well. So kudos to Shante and Karen. I really love the advice you gave the two youngsters. You know, I love how you show them well. There's a further direction. You know what I mean? There's a
yes.
bigger picture.
Yes.
There's a broader perspective. And you didn't limit them because it was young. You saying, listen, I don't care about when the age. This is what we're ready for. No, Kimani, you got a voice. You got the vibe. And you got what
really
it takes to record. No, good now. You at 10
you
years old. You got the voice and the voice for it. So I love that. I want to hear, Akeem, before we go, I want to hear one of these poems from you. Akeem,
you know,
Barbados.
So we have a
Barbados.
On the line, Sluggy.
Akeem, who is also an attorney at law, but he's also an author and a poet, and you have a book out. So I want you to give us one of your poems now, Akeem, and let Barbados know where they can find your work.
Sluggy, I hate to interrupt. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh,
you're
so quiet. Sorry.
Yes.
I was listening intently, you know. Very interesting
yes,
discussions.
Nice.
Especially
Akeem,
with
Akeem,
a lot
Akeem,
of the
sure.
young men.
You said you're, Akeem, just want to ask you a question. You're a poet, you said, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, a poet can also be a songwriter, so maybe you should try writing a song for Kimani and Sky. Listen, listen. Right there, you know, you are right
Karen,
there.
Karen, I really love this consultancy service that you have going on.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you give the young man some very good advice.
Okay, we have we can take a caller quick. Sorry, we got
Yeah, go ahead.
Callers, we didn't mean to ignore all. I know the phone's crazy. But this evening, when we have such brilliant young creative persons, I just love speaking to them. But thanks for calling in. Welcome to Beige Rhythm and Rhyme. This is Uncle Sluggy. Let's hear you. Good evening. Good night. Welcome to Beige Rhythm and Rhyme.
Good evening.
Ollie?
Hearing
what? We can't hear.
I can hear the caller. Can you get good evening, ma'am? Hello.
Okay, Ollie, we're not getting you or the caller.
Mm-hmm.
We're
not hearing.
But so, Akeem?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Please. Good evening. Hi. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. Special good
How
evening.
How are you? And thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Special good evening to Karen Clark.
Yes. Hi, who's speaking?
Who's speaking? This is someone that would have been with you during Teen Talent.
This is Angela McGarry.
You know the voice, darling.
Yes, girl, my ears. I'm a musician. My ears don't work for me. Yes, Angela. Okay. Hello, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here. You know, you're talking. Memories are coming back, and I was like, oh, they're the same thing. Karen would have been telling these, these young people, I would have been saying this to her, you know, and whatnot. So keep the good it's work true. Up, Karen. And you'll be it's good, true. And we'll keep Thank in contact.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, love. Bye.
Yes. So for yes, bye, bye, love it.
Angela McGarry, she was one of the assistants for Teen Talent years ago. Years. Like, when I was 16, 14, however old, and she would have been the helping the young people. That is her. Very encouraging young lady.
Nice. I love it. Akeem, let's have one of these pieces and then let Barbados know where they can find you at work, my brother.
All right. Will do. Very hard to choose just one, but I think on this occasion, I'll go with something nice and short. This one is called Blind Visionaries.
All right.
Let me read it from the book. Thou shalt not covet. These words meandered down empty corridors, lost their meanings in wrong turns, and leaned onto blind men, self-proclaimed visionaries. The only vision they saw were of past mistakes juxtaposed with present accomplishments of men far greater on journeys too dissimilar. Their yellow brick road is not your trail of breadcrumbs. I too drowned in phrases that unconsciously rolled off the tongue, tantalizingly humorous, subconsciously damaging, depicting the grass as greener. Unbeknownst, it was merely a filter. One called perspective. But I was none the wiser. It is hard to understand perspective when one is but a blind visionary. Thank you.
Nice. I like it. How long did this book take you to write, bro? How long was this process?
This book is a 7-year journey. I will tell you, yes, it is extremely long. It is long because when I first started it, the concept that I had for the book was a lot greater than what it is now. Greater in volume, not in the expression of it, because for me, I think the end result is a lot more beautiful than what I could have imagined. It started with about 300 and something poems, And now this last, which is the published version, Starlit Ruminations, I think is down to about 110 poems or so. But it has been a long journey, and I'm glad that we finally reached the end. Or maybe it's just the beginning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I love that. Ollie, listen, Ollie. I want to just give them a message from the NTA on these free courses that they have. And then I want to ask Akeem for another one. Akeem, we can't just have just one. We have until 7. We got until 7:50. We got some extra time. And I guess because you're a wonderful poem and Miss Karen Clark getting you people to call it.
No, please. No. I ain't on the bed. Listening.
People calling.
I'm loving his poems.
No, Karen Clark got a lot of fans, so big ups to the callers and trying to call in. But all you want a word from the NTA, please, on these awesome free FREE courses that they have. And then Akeem, please prepare another piece for us, because I absolutely enjoyed that. And this was a 7-year journey, so congratulations.
Thank you, my guy. Will do.
By now, every Bajan should understand that our unique Bajan rhythm and rhyme is not just for fun and a good time. Bajan creativity is becoming a major industry. So if you have the talent and the skill and the creativity already, developing the business savvy is just a few clicks away. Log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. And check out the free course called Creativity and Entrepreneurship. This course, offered by the NTI and Coursera, approaches entrepreneurship as a creative process, a fundamental human instinct that we all possess and can unlock. Unlock the entrepreneur in you with the course called Creativity and Entrepreneurship, available from the NTI and Coursera, because you're never too good to get better.
Yes, please. training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Over 1,000 free courses. Ollie, give them some info, and then we can kindly ask Akeem for some more of his work. Let Barbados hear that we have greatness in all our forms.
Okay, Sluggy, we're going to talk about creative writing, the craft of style. Your style is as unique and distinctive as your face and voice, except that you can choose it, work on it, and enhance it. In this course, we will introduce aspiring writers to the art of putting pressure on written language. We will study the use of metaphor and imagery and demonstrate how clarity, grace, and inventiveness in word choice are imperative to a story's success. Writers will emerge with the revision skills essential to all writers of good stories. It's mixed level, offered by the Wesleyan University, and it takes approximately 8 hours to complete. The next course is Creativity and Entrepreneurship, and this course features interviews with world-renowned entrepreneurs, innovators, songwriters like Karen Clark, and producers, creative directors, educators, performers, visual artists, and chefs, as they discuss parallels between the creative and entrepreneurial journeys. The course approaches entrepreneurship as a creative process, a fundamental human instinct that we all possess and can unlock. It's beginner level, offered by the Berklee College of Music, and once again, takes approximately 8 hours to complete. Over to you, Sluggy.
Nice, lovely. Akeem, you have some more for us. You have some more for Barbados. No, I really enjoyed the first one, man. Listen, this is a 7-year journey, and you know, when you finish, you're gonna let us know where we can get this book, and it will allow you time to plug the book so persons can go and support you. You know that Uncle Sluggy got you. But Ollie and I, bro, we can't let you go alone. Be begging Barbados for some more time, and they give us till 7:50. So we begging Barbados some more time. Thank you. We got the 7:50. So I think I do another poem. Kudos on the great work. And this is what great work does do. Boy, sluggy more time from Beijing rid of my ring.
blessings. The next piece I'll do is one called To My Oscar Winning Performance. This is one that I did at my book launch last Sunday. I sometimes wish I would never see you again. I hate that look in your eyes. That perceptive look that stares at my soul. That thou doth protest too much look. That I love you as a friend look. But I love him as a man look. That rejection burns my throat as I choke on the ear that eludes me. My lungs need therapy for the trauma I have put them through. Like a bad parent, I have divorced them from the very air they needed so many times. Like a bad lover, I have abused my liver. I have burdened my kidneys and made them think vodka was water. I have forced them to drink until they were drunk and confused, until I was drunk and confused, until I could forget what it felt like to watch everything you ever wanted nestled happily in the arms of another. Knowing that you're supposed to be happy for them. Knowing that your voice is a fallen tree in an empty forest for no one to hear but you. You cry tears that won't come. Wear masks that don't fit. Say words that taste deceitful, but you color them with your truth. The truth is, you are broken. The truth is, you are lost. The truth is, I never let go. I only ever let live. Correction. I let you live while I died inside. I let you love while I survived. I became a martyr to your happy ever after. The sad part is that I played my role so well, you'll never know. This Oscar will never tell. You will always be the frog in the well who knows not what goes on deep inside this smiling, tortured mind of mine. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant, man. Listen, Ollie, I thought you was the love doctor, right, Ollie? Ollie, I thought you was the man, Ollie, to soothe the ladies. You know, you also got the voice, and when the ladies calling off VOB, and you said, not you, Slaggy. You, Slaggy's a ruffian. But that one, Ollie, you know what I mean? But this young man got it. You know what I mean? Smooth.
Congrats. Thank you.
Let his delivery. You know, great work, Akeem. And shout outs to everyone locked on. Shout outs to Adrian Green locked on. Shout outs to Dr. Allison Leacock. And shout outs to my sister Raquel locked on and the whole NTA crew locked on. Loving the show today. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for being part of the show. Yeah, today it was very good. We had some good young performers. We have Kerry Clark breaking it down for us. We have some wonderful points from Akeem. Akeem, where can we find your work, man? Where can we find your work to support it?
Well, if you want to view, bros, you can always check Instagram. If you want to buy the book is available on Amazon. I have some physical copies of the book, very limited amount. So if you do want to, you can contact me to get a signed copy of the book. I'm currently trying to get it in some bookstores so that it is at least available for purchase in Barbados. That's important to me. But yeah, so right now, Amazon, if you want to order, or you can contact me directly. You can go to nice. Poetic Cups on Instagram to contact me directly.
That is what I'm talking about, man. Akeem, the poet, and he's also an attorney at law. The youngster is going right, Ollie. I'm just making sure we stay in Dubai.
Now, the youngsters are youngsters here. So if you want to give them an opportunity to say goodbye.
Well, yes, problem. please bring them. Yes, please bring them on. Let them say goodbye to Barbados. And wonderful job they did. Wonderful job to Kimani Devonish. Came third. Wonderful job to Sky Dowridge. Came second. She's 10 years old. He's 13 years old. Absolutely awesome. My Uncle Sluggy got one of the bat for everyone to know that. Sky first, ladies first, and then Kimani, please say your goodbyes and your shout outs.
Goodbye.
Bye, baby girl.
First, I would like to thank God for my talent. My sponsor is Harvey's Fashion Boss. Barbados Press.
Yes.
Barbados Prestige Tours and WCM Traders Inc. Also to everyone who came out to support me and everyone in the show. My mom, dad, grandmother, and my sister's grandmother, Claudine, who passed away yesterday. You can follow me at Sisters in Harmony on Instagram. Thank you.
Sweet. You forget your
love
breath.
It, man.
That's all
right. Love it. Love it. Kimani, your shout outs and goodbyes.
Just want to say goodbye and, you know, just watch out for everything. Because, you know, we can get a bang next thing.
All right. Bang, bang, bang. Bang,
bang, love bang, it. Bang. Love it. Love it. Love it. Akeem.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure to be on the show, honestly.
No, no problem, really, man. Right, but we ain't telling you goodbye, you know what I mean? Because we can have you back a lot more times, you know what I mean? Like, when you meet young persons like yourself, you know what I mean, who are in different fields but brilliant in various fields, we must continue having conversations and honest conversations. And if we have to use art to have these conversations, we can have them. And if we got to be blunt sometimes and have these conversations, we will have them too, because you can't have solutions unless you hash things out, you know what I mean? And not we just be doing your own thing. So
I'm looking forward to
lots more conversations. Like, put the great work, young man. You got my stamp of approval. Right, true.
I appreciate that. And I definitely want
to
say
I want bigger yes.
to you as well. Because this
yes.
is
happy
a
International
time
Men's
to have this
Day.
Discussion.
Yes. Happy International Men's Day. Shout outs to everyone locked on the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Remember to all people locked on. John O'Zoretti, thank you for locking on right there in the corner of Goodland Main Road, open 24 hours a day. You all hear that? Whenever you're about a convenience store that's selling everything, open 24 hours a day. That is John O'Zoretti in the corner of Goodland Main Road, and they're always listening to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Big ups to John O'Zoretti. Kareen Clark, you know, I'm not telling you goodbye either, because I'll be using you a lot. People don't have brilliant minds around. This is me. This is me. People going to pay thousands of dollars, right, Kieran? Thousands for education.
I'll send you my invoice real soon.
You're worth it. So don't worry. You're worth it. No one can argue. Soon. You're worth it. No one can argue about all
the
know.
Starcom.
Yes, that we're talking about. Listen to me. People pay thousands of dollars for education, for master classes. Akeem can not tell this. So if I can find a way to use my friends that are expert to give the youth free advice that they would normally have to pay $1,000 for, that's all they could do.
Akeem calls it consultation.
And Karen does very good consultancy services.
Listen, you better
touching
believe
on
it.
Areas of intellectual property and everything. I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, you better believe it, Akeem. So these youngsters better know what they're getting. These youngsters better know what they're getting. Ollie, thank you so much for the extra time, my brother. I won't keep it any longer. I won't keep
but
it.
Let me say,
keep
let me
it
say
any
goodbye,
longer.
Please. Let me say goodbye, please. Let me encourage these young ones to write.
Yes.
petitions, go online, let Google become your best friend. Everything you want to know is on Google. Get a vocal coach, not just a vocal trainer, and continue to improve not just your singing, but the performance factor. That's where a vocal coach comes in, right? And I'm listening out for that bang, bang, bang from my boy. Yes, 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 Kimani. And I'm listening out for some new stuff also from Sky, who could sing probably just about anything, right? So continue to prosper. May God bless you all and keep you. Amen.
After the unrest,
every Saturday, boom.
After the unrest that swept across the Caribbean in the 1930s, including the uprising of workers in Barbados in 1937, a British investigation found that the lives of the working class, the formerly enslaved, had barely changed more than 100 years after emancipation. But in the 30 years after these uprisings, the lives of working class citizens had transformed for the better. Positive transformation doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't have to happen at all, not in a nation or a single person's life, unless we get active to make things right. Go to training.nti.org.bb. Training. .nti.org.bb, because you're never too good to get better. Upskilling and expanding your knowledge. That is the Bajan rhythm that we are getting into today if we want to move to the beat of the 21st century. Whether you want to step into a new job, step up in your current job, step out on your own, or step harder as an entrepreneur, lifelong learning is not optional. It is a must. Digital literacy is not optional. It is a must. Finding solutions is not optional. It is a must. The NTI is offering every Barbadian an upskilling knowledge expanding solution through the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera. With more than 1,000 top quality courses from globally recognized accredited institutions, courses in IT, entrepreneurship, business, tourism, the creative industries, and more. And they're all online. No data charges apply, so you can learn offline. There are beginner, intermediate, and advanced level courses, so you can start wherever you are and move up. And you can move at your own pace too, no stress. Hundreds of Barbadians have already taken advantage of this upskilling, knowledge expanding, potentially life-changing opportunity. Go to training.nti.org.bb. Training.nti.org.bb and start your online upskilling, knowledge expanding journey today, because you're never too good to get better.